John Johnson, he's the communication director for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. John, how are you?
Good.
I know you've been sitting around all summer long, not having anything to do as we get ready to kick off the fall season.
Oh, there's lots to do between seasons. Rules meetings, a lot of things you got to put in place for schools to have when they come back into their buildings after they take a little time off. Seems nobody gets, even in our buildings, the same amount of time off as they used to. But everybody's got their feet on the ground, and we're all running.
Now, football gets underway this week, but many other sports around the mid-Michigan area have been in full effect for a bit here.
Well, football is the first one to practice and the last one to start games when it comes to fall competition. You know, over the last week, you know, we got everything else, tennis and golf and cross country and volleyball and swimming and soccer. They were all able to begin their competitions. But football kicks off this weekend with about 80 games around the state tomorrow night, and then about another 240 on Friday night.
All right.
And then next weekend, on Labor Day weekend, we kind of flip-flop that. We've got about 275 games, I think, on Thursday night, and then about another 50 or 60 on that Friday night.
When it comes to football, any new rules we should know about?
I think the most visible one, it will be with what's called the horse collar tackle. That's where the defender gets his hand inside the back of the shirt collar of the running back or the player with the ball, and then pulls the player down that way, which can sometimes be a very, very violent tackle. And now it's going to be assessed as a live ball foul. Regardless, if let's say if the action were to happen, say the play would run out of bounds. Say the player gets over the goal line, the defender, of course, doesn't have the complete sense of where the play is. He's just got to try and tackle the other guy. And so if they would commit that even after the ball is dead because it crossed the plane, because it broke the out of bounds line, it'll still be assessed as a live ball foul.
All right, and we do know that we've got a different kind of football going on, especially I think most of these teams are focused in the UP.
Well, not most of them. Only about half are playing. Half of our 20 eight-man football teams are playing in what's basically called the Bridge Alliance, which runs from west from around Wakefield east to Cedarville near the bridge. And then it comes down across the bridge and picks up Posen and Traverse City Central. And then you've got a Southern Michigan group with most of its schools, probably about four or five up towards the Thumb, places like Carsonville, Port Sanilac, Marine City, Cargo Mooney, Flint School for the Deaf, then a few down in the southern tier of counties like Burroak and Tecumseh. And then there's one program that's in Grand Rapids, Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian is in a co-op. And so we've got eight-man football. It's an exciting brand of football. And we'll have our first state tournament in eight-man football this year. It'll be a four-week tournament with 16 teams getting in. And that will culminate the Friday before Thanksgiving weekend with a live primetime game on Fox Sports Detroit coming to you from the Superior Dome in Marquette.
John, are we seeing more families, more school districts having fees to play sports?
It's ramping up. It's been ramping up over time. It continues to ramp up. Waverly has certainly gotten a lot of attention for its self-sustaining approach on such a broad scale. It's not the only place that it's happening, but I think this is probably the most widespread involving the most sports. And we're seeing pay-to-play fees go up. We're seeing caps that were placed on individuals or families come off. And it's a tough time economically for these programs. And even though if all things are good, they take maybe 1 or 2% of the total school budget and affects 75% of the kids. But everybody's being asked to give, and so athletics is an area that's been having to go to participation fees and more fundraising and all kinds of stuff to try to make ends meet.
All right. Anything else new from the Michigan High School Athletic Association or the hot topics that we're going to be hearing about?
Well, I think something that's new that people can be watching for is our expanded television coverage this year with Fox Sports Detroit. Starting Friday night at midnight and running for 13 weeks will be Friday Football Overtime, which will be the first statewide highlights and scores and interview show. And so that's a very big undertaking for Fox Sports Detroit, and one that we're assisting them with content from our MHSAA game night, our game of the week that shows every Wednesday night at 7 on Comcast, plus schools. East Lansing comes to mind in the area. We'll be streaming games for Fox to pick up and to grab highlights to put on. And right now we're trying to work on arrangements so that there can be highlights streamed from over Lindsey Adams Stadium over in East Lansing of the Hazlitt game on Friday night. Always a good matchup here in mid-Michigan in week one. So we're trying to do a lot of creative things using technology to boost the package. And then when we get to the football playoffs, every week during the playoffs, we'll be doing a prep zone concept, which is pioneered by Fox Sports North. You'll be able to watch four live playoff games simultaneously. Will be available exclusively at foxsportsdetroit.com.
All right, John Johnson is with the Michigan High School Athletic Association. John, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tony.